are still, Mr. President, this is a wide division of opinion, as you may know, on when to release the muskets. And John Earl.
Still wants to go to the
jail. Well, he, his opinion is that we ruled out by the state yesterday. I'm not sure we had it flexible enough to do it Tuesday. I don't think it's anything we have to decide on now.
Do it anyway, we may not have one. I might finish today.
See, I made the point yesterday that we would not release the court for the primary because we wouldn't stop. But I think our options are that we could go Tuesday.
At the end of the primary.
Right. Or, you know, late in the afternoon, which we have on.
That's what I meant.
Or we can go any time that week or later on, but as I say, we would have to stop every day. The point is, it's also thought by some that I should loosen up a little bit. The impression that you are going to have a decision made when you return from Camp Dayton. Now, I think I can do that very easily by simply saying that in your discussions today and yesterday, you have asked for additional legal research. We don't know if that will be continued this weekend. You would hope to button it up at that time, but that is not anything definite. Now, in my briefing, I use loose language anyway.
Sure.
It gives me that loophole.
Oh, sure.
So the question is, should we loosen it up a little bit? I guess we can.
Yeah. And what about the date then? If we don't go to what they think?
Well, there seems to be a feeling on the part of some that it should be delayed a week. There's a feeling on the part of some that it should be perhaps go up to a year. And then there's a feeling on the part of some that it should be done by the same week as if you're a permanent. I've discussed it at length with John and others. Apparently, the Attorney General. I think Secretary Connolly, I'm not sure about Secretary Connolly, but some wanted it to be done before the Florida primary.
Well,
which is out of the question, I guess.
Well, I don't think it's the right thing to do. They may have that judgment because they want to affect the Florida primary.
Well, I don't know. My view still is, of course, as I expressed it to you. I'm not that concerned about.
But you've already done.
Before the primary, the major of the problem, before the primary, from the standpoint of public opinion, can give an additional major of the problem. But your efforts on this are related to the fact that we already had a major of the problem. We know it's a major national problem. What you're looking for is a solution to that problem. So the fact that Florida has it on their ballot as a referendum indicates it's a problem there.
Florida.
It also indicates the other factors that it's a national problem. That's why you.
I think you might say it's a national problem, and I do not want this. I do not want to make a decision. I want to choose a turkey as a land related. Primary in a specific state, where, which is one of the states, of many states, where there's a very controversial issue. And I want to present this as in national terms and not in regional terms or in terms of the issue in one state. I think that's not a bad position. Now, actually, if we don't go to the, I can see some reason for not. I can see some reasons for not for going a little bit later than the end of the week. I can add another reason.
Except they have an influence on opinion makers, but in terms of mass.
How about?
Whatever it is, you would say,
In Canada, the U.S. is a benefit well into after the other one, which is a nice one. I don't know why he's close to that.
Suppose we got 65. Now what the hell there was going to make?
None. Sir. Let's see.
John thinks I can loosen up today, and I can loosen up without any problem. And then we can just make the decision, like on Monday. See, the impression I left yesterday, well, it's very likely, I said, that you can make the decision before, after you return from Canada. I didn't say for sure. I can loosen that up a bit, based on your call for additional legal research.
No, I still think you can say that the president is, on Monday, has made his decision now, and has turned the problem over to legal advisors to draft the appropriate language to carry out this decision. As the president has made his decision on the basic issues, and his draft turned down during the matter over to the application research to the legal advisors. And you say you really protect yourself on all behalf, since I haven't decided nothing. I mean, just the language, we might screw around and say, well, we won't use this word, or we'll use that word. You know, sometimes it takes days to get language involved in things like this.
See, we still have that option open.
Yeah.
If today I said, we have most of our options, we have all the options open, but today I said, you're working on it.
Are you saying that the president is working on it?
Call for additional research.
That he's had for different research. We'll meet again with his cabinet committee on Friday. He will continue his study over the weekend. He hopes to reach his own decision, make his own decision in principle on the matter by Monday. And that's what he told us. And Monday they say, did he reach a decision? He said, yes, he has made a decision in principle on the matter. And it is now directed his legal advisors to prepare the appropriate language to carry on his decision. Will be the drafting process will take several more days. When it is completed, we will announce it. Just leave it that way.
Without giving ourselves a legal call for additional information, you don't have to be ready if you don't want to.
No, I don't see any reason to. I've got enough information. I'm not going to call for additional information. I've got information. I've already decided on Monday. I don't want it to appear after the program, but I wanted to be able to say, to bear out what you said, that I agreed to say, that I was not going to be influenced by the primary, and I wasn't going to try to influence the primary. So the point is, I will have decided the principle on Monday.
Yeah.
Now the drafting is going forward, and it takes several days.
Okay, good. And then we'll just look study.
Yeah.
We can do it Tuesday, we can do it Thursday, or we can do it the next week.
You mean Tuesday, the day before the primary?
That's right. By this position, we can do it. The only thing we do.
John's no time to do on Tuesday.
I don't think he holds that position now. I think he feels that.
We've compromised it.
No, but we've tied ourselves up too much. Carried it into the next week.
Not true.
On this one, I think. Tuesday, Thursday, next week.
Anyway, this is well to get it out of the way. Perhaps I have other reasons that I'd like to get it out of the way. Is Friday all right? Thursday's a little better than Friday, as far as I'm
concerned.
Next Friday. This next Friday.
Friday's
pretty good. Saturday paper, you're still good enough.
And you have a Friday.
You got a Friday night TV. Saturday paper. Really what I'm shooting for to get it done. I'd like to get it done next week, because I have a plan for something else following the coming. Also, I think just as well to come to have that to make it all, at least as far as the newspaper, the Sunday newspaper, the weekly news magazine, and all the rest, will have let our decision on busing override. And how Wallace came out and how the referendum came out on us before it was crossed over.
See, I think one of the things that influences some is that we know that the vote is going to be overwhelmingly
vote against it.
Sure, I mean, vote for the constitutional
matter. Sure.
Wallace will be out there and see that they did what I wanted them to and how the president's going to find it. I think probably say that if you did it on Tuesday.
I think so.
You could say it if you did it on Wednesday.
So. And he probably says it if we did it before the primary. So well, we finally got
forced to do it. But
no, but our position is going to be different anyway. But I think we say the president has reached, made the final decisions on the principle. And now it's
and we can say that on Monday, and then we can
implement that decision. And then I think, though, I really think we want to do it on Friday. I don't want to do it 2 days after the fourth time, but I'd like to do it Friday. For your thinking now, try to settle on it.
Yeah.
thick and there.
Right, well, he said, this is an outrage. He said, I'm sitting here, the committee here, supposedly looking into the qualifications, the nomination for Attorney General. You are trying to discredit me. And he said, this is an outrage. I won't answer any of the board questions that are here. He said, if you're funny, I have answered them, because they're trying to kill me.
On what?
Well, I guess they were asking about the delay of the submission of justice case to the Supreme Court. He made the point clear that he went along with the delay, or he decided on the delay of justice because the court wasn't going to hear that term. But, you know, that's a notion that no one really followed the direction. But I sense today a little bit, if they keep this up, they're going to turn it into a farce, which would not be bad. There's not that many, just by this type of, just when you have Kennedy and Tunney, who are clearly in position in the public mind, trying to force something out, trying to drag something out, I think the public tends to tire of that. And the wire services this afternoon make it seem sort of like that. That has built to that point. I'm watching it.
Strange. I mean, it's always the case that everything goes back to what the right issue was. One, was it a settlement? A fair settlement? That's the one issue. Second, was the settlement influenced by improper activities? No. And three, if such activities did take place, were they improper? The answer is no on all three questions.
Right.
And they haven't got any, was the settlement fair? All right, that's a matter for lawyers to debate about, something it was, something it wasn't. But second, was it improperly influenced? The answer is no. Lanky says no. Lanky says no. McLaren says no. And the third point was that, was there an attempt made to influence, basically? That was improper. And the answer is, well, looking at it even at its worst, the answer is no. It was not an improper action for the sheriff and hotel to offer money to the city of San Diego for that thing. Probably no action of public mind, I guess, would raise the question to say all that.
It allows the critic to attack the fact that the administration is a little bit different. But I think it's not focused at all on the White House or on the presidency.
Not yet.
Just the president, to a certain extent, people around him, I think, when they can't find him.
What I meant is Rogers understands that game. Whereas Henry gets up there, like you said, like Professor, he does a brilliant job. But it shows he's good, but it doesn't reflect, we tell him a thing about what the president did.
Because Henry went off on.
Except that he now and then carried over some indicator, so we check over the word. So as Henry knows, he went far beyond that. Or he didn't mean to. But you know, he did.
Carried away by some.
By, you know, the three tiers, and let's look at it from their standpoint. Let's look at it from our standpoint. They're first generation communism, and the third generation, which is all routine, very sophisticated. But not maybe for those guys, but very impressive.
And, well, the key to Henry's success in doing the topic, I think it should be short. I think you could probably. Those aspects of the president's involvement.
That is what people are more interested in.
That's right.
They want to know what happened behind the doors.
They'd like to see Henry Kissinger say, talk about the.
He's got to describe the mannerisms of the man.
That's right. Talk about.
Describe about how both men were prepared. He's got to talk about. He said, now look, this is a very interesting thing. Here, they never met each other. They have their different backgrounds. Here they are, meeting in a historic meeting. So why did you take Bob first for translation? How was the translation? Then he's got to get away from himself, and he's got to,
right.
And now that word is in these meetings, I didn't talk at all. Nobody else talked.
Or even the line, but he could take it back in terms of the BK history. What you said in all this visit to BK in Michigan, and talk about your sessions that you had. I've heard him do this,
yeah.
And how that he would cable back and so forth, and how he reviewed every bit of the contract and so forth.
It's not that, but I mean it's even not part of the cable. The fact that it is, so it's the fact that you can say, no, I've heard a great number of briefs and papers, so that the State Department that shows that it says the president has an unusual practice. He does not use them. He reads them all, but then makes up his own notes and his own approach. It's quite different, because he adds his own experience to all of it. And then how the two go back and forth. That's the kind of thing.
See, and he would have great credibility.
He was there.
In giving that close in view. So very successful.
Might be, but I don't want to put the call up on that for my feeling that was like this, which would be.
Of course, he could make it. I think Cal or CBS is so anxious to get him. He could make an agreement with him beforehand about how the interview would be structured and say, I would only do it on that basis.
That's what he wants to do, he gives him the side of the open to how they're
measuring that.
What went on behind.
He's willing to do that, but he's not willing to get into the.
What went on behind the scenes? Far more fascinating than he doesn't feel like
this. Then the issues, the communicating, the whole thing.
Listen, they're bored with that. What went on?
Just that little thing that you told Bob, which he told me to put out, that ran into the thing. When you came back from Tulsa, and the premier said, when we played in Ireland, he said, Mr. President, I knew you requested this in collaboration, and therefore I felt it had special significance, so I went and played. So they jumped on that, just like Grant and going after Pizza Roll Meat. I mean, that was, you know, the news magazines could image moving all around.
Right.
But that's the only little interplay that is really out at this time. But there are a lot of, I think, inside type interrelationships that contributed to the meeting that told it that we put out a lot of effort. And everyone senses Henry being there. If you would do it that way, make an agreement with CBS.
What you ought to do really is just get a whole board who may have some money. What kind of thing do you
think
you can say?
Right.
Henry is not a very strong person. Remember, anecdotal thing, it's directly involved in the committee, not a...
But he's
great on substance, but he doesn't, not a color man.
But he could be conceived of substance.
But the color that would make it, it's the color. Then it would be about Cho and Nixon rather than about Henry.
That's right.
See, his background is about Henry.
And the fact.
Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
I read the whole thing, it's not just prepared in it. And the whole goddamn thing is about, well, Henry Kissinger understands China, well, a lot of other people do too. That's his view of China, too.
But the other thing, for example, walking down out of the Great Hall of the People, Cho and I showed the president, Mrs. Nixon, in the car. And the rest of the journalists were standing there and told, oh, shock, that had never happened before. This was the third day in. Which indicated to the people on the scene who had observed Cho and I as a leader, the report of the president had been able to build, which was so important to the outcome of the talks.
On the other side of the coin, I hardly long in this coat. I always carried to the door into those stock directions. When it was snowing, I said, it's our custom to come to the door.
But he could weave in all of that to it and build up to the outcome of the talk. I'd be a good interview, sending him on the mission, which would get him to look at it, moving to the meeting itself, the interrelationship, how they were behind the green door. And
also, he could say, let me tell you how they disagree. And a little feel like even.
And the part we think of
it, we are very much, well, we're of course very totally different men, but they're quite interested in style. Very different. There was never any shouting or harsh words. The subject, cooler rhetoric, and inquiry, and that's very
sure.
I don't know.